0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard this Thursday. Scotland manager Steve Clarke has signed a new 4-year contract ahead of this summer's World Cup, but Celtic are still without a manager. The latest reports are that Martin O'Neill's meeting with Dermot Desmond has been pushed back to next week, and Scotland striker George Hurst talks up potential Rangers transfer target Dan Neil. I'm Gabriel Antoniazzi. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's Gordon DL.
Yeah, you just wonder, is that a massive boost for Steve Clarke and his achievements for getting us to the World Cup since 1998? Gabs, I think a lot of people would probably have preferred to wait after World Cup. She's seen what happened in the Euros. He came in for a lot of criticism. Me personally, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move to tie up her manager. I think he deserves it. I know there's a lot of people out there, a lot of doubters now and again, but his success as a Scotland manager has been excellent. His win rate, I think, is over 40%. He's been the manager since 2019 as well. The players buy into what he's doing. I'll be interested to hear what the Tartan Army think and basically what everybody thinks of the 4-year contract.
You think it's a good move? Is it the right time for that good move, just before the World Cup?
It's the only thing that surprised me, right? Maybe the SFA have looked at it and thought, do you know what? Let's send Scotland over there in a high. Give the manager a new contract. I think the players will be delighted. I don't think you'll find a player in that squad would say a negative word against Steve Clarke. So there's a bit of positivity right away. We're going to a World Cup. We've got a great opportunity, and let's not be kidded here, we've got a great opportunity to qualify, because it won't take a lot. It will be a difficult group, of course it will be. But I think it's a very clever move from the SFA. But it'll be interesting to hear what the callers think.
Yeah, well, that's what we want. It's over to you now at home. You know the number, 01419511025. And there's nowhere else to start than with Scotland fans. The World Cup is, of course, fast approaching. Just over 2 weeks until Scotland's first game against Haiti. And now Clark's future has been clarified. It's what the manager wanted. He wanted a decision made one way or another before he headed off to America. They're going to be flying on Sunday, and he knows that he will be the Scotland boss until 2030, leading us hopefully through a home Euros in 2028 and that World Cup in 4 years' time. He's already Scotland's longest serving and arguably most successful manager. But what are your thoughts on the move? Gordon DL is a fan, but are you happy? Would you have rather seen someone else come in? Would you have rather that Scotland waited until after the World Cup and judged it on the performances over in the States? We'll hear from Scottish FA Chief Executive Ian Maxwell on the topic as well. Celtic supporters, still no manager for you. It is only a few days after the season ended with you winning the Scottish Cup. We know it's certainly not going to be Steve Clarke. He had been linked a few months ago. But Martin O'Neill said after Saturday at Hampden that he'd be looking to meet with Dermot Desmond at the end of this week, around this time. But what the latest reports are saying is that has been pushed back to next week. So what does that mean? Are you concerned? Are you relaxed? Do you think that the Celtic board or Dermot Desmond have got this under control? Let us know. And Rangers fans, Lawrence Shankland is in, of course. That's been the main talking point on this show all week. But you're looking for more signings as well. We've had people on the phone and on Twitter over the last few days saying you need many, many more in the door. Dan Neil received big praise from George Hurst just the other day. So let us know your thoughts. Elsewhere, Aberdeen completed the triple signing today of Lewis Mayo and Brad Lyons from Kilmarnock. Austrian midfielder Alexander Breidel is in as well. So what a day for the Pittodrie side. And Scotland captain Andy Robertson, he's of course left Liverpool, he is closing in on a move to Tottenham. So give us a ring. We can chat about anything. You know the number, 0141 951 1025. We'll just go back to you, Daz, about Steve Clarke. From the SFA's point of view, why does it make sense now? Is it about the clarity and the positivity before they fly over on Sunday?
Stability. Yeah, listen, because we all know what's going to happen. If we go over there and we have a poor World Cup like we had in the Euros, Gabs, let's be honest, the knife's about for Steve Clarke. So I think that what Scotland, the SFA are doing is just putting that to bed first and foremost. They're rewarding a manager who deserves to be rewarded. Let's be honest. Look, I know there'll be people out there typical, don't like the way he goes about it. He's a doer. He's formations. He don't like his formations. He's loyal to all these players, which is a total myth, because if you look at the squads and how many people he's changed over the years. But his track record is excellent. Yeah, of course it is. It's absolutely excellent. And I keep going back to it. The most important thing that the SFL look at is we have got good quality players that play with top clubs that earn big, big money, big reputations. Mm-hmm. So they've got to buy into the manager. And I think every single one that has gone over to America in the World Cup squad buy into everything he does. And I think that's a big factor as well, because the SFA know the players are right behind them. They'd be delighted. They'd get a boost from that. Yes, you will have your doubters. I've not got a problem with that, because everybody does. Sometimes it's even the same as club management. You think, no, he's not the right guy, or yes, come on and back him. Me personally, I'm happy with it, because my big question is quite simple. If it's not Steve Clarke, where are we going for the next Scotland manager? Who are we going to get? Who's got to be as successful as Steve Clarke? Who is going to build that unit together where all the players come together and what they've got there is a camp? They're absolutely brilliant together. They all blend in. You very seldom find people in call-offs when Scotland come up for international duty with the manager. So I think there's a lot of positives to be put out there. Yes, we were all there in Germany. We were all there. We're all full of hope. And we come back with our heads really hanging low and our shoulders down. We were all disappointed, but at least we've been there. And it's the same now with the World Cup. But I think we're getting in a better sort of frame of mind. And plus the fact, I think we're getting in with a better squad and people that are the top of their form.
Yeah, there's certainly less fitness concerns. And I think, as you say, we qualified by topping that group. And when you look at Clark's record, it speaks for itself. He is the longest serving manager in terms of games played. His win record is right up there. And three major tournaments, back-to-back Euros, the World Cup for the first time for the men's team in 28 years. And what you were touching on there, no one pulls out. Grant Hanley was speaking about that yesterday, saying that it's like a club atmosphere in there now, you know? They really want to be there. All the players are behind the manager. And he has raised the standards, because we're turning our nose up at getting knocked out by Hungary 1-0 in Stuttgart. We were all there. It was terrible. But we hadn't been there for two decades before that, had we?
Yeah, I think you touch on the most important thing, and I think that's what the SFA have looked at. They're looking at the squad. They're looking at the players that buy into a manager. And let's not be kidding, these guys, the John McGinns and McTominays and people like that, they're all buying into Steve Clarke. And he's brought them all together. Yes, is he a bit dour at times? Okay, that's his personality. But I ain't going to judge somebody if they're poor or they're the life and soul of the party. It's what they do and what they achieve. And you rhymed it there, three major tournaments. Three major tournaments he's taking us to. We hope this one's better. Of course we do. But I like, and plus the fact, do you know what also I like about it? He's added that freshness as well. Young Finlay Curtis, someone that was at Rangers, sort of a in and out the squad, on the bench, went to Kilmarnock. Steve Clarke went and watched him a few times and thought, no, I'm giving youth an opportunity as well. I think that's brilliant. You know, other players, experienced players that he stood by with, they all go there and they'll work their socks off for him. And I think that is a very, very clever move from the SFA today.
Right, let's go to the phones. We've got Thomas in East Kilbride. Thomas, good evening.
Evening, Gaz. Evening, Gordon. How are we?
Evening, Thomas.
Very well, thank you. Thomas, what are your thoughts then today on the news that Steve Clarke's going to be staying until 2030?
Well, my thoughts are a bit sort of betwixt and between two schools of thought, because like you mentioned, obviously, since Steve Clarke has came in as Scotland manager, we've obviously got to three major tournaments now. And I'm of an age where, prior to Steve Clarke, I had never seen Scotland in a major tournament. So I'm in no way turning my nose up to that. And I am a massive fan of Steve Clarke and forever will be grateful for what he's achieved with the Scotland national team. However, on the other hand, I do think the timing of this new contract and the announcement of it is a bit odd, you know, because what we've found is he's took us to the three major tournaments, brilliant. What he's not done, and what the team have not done, is performed in the major tournaments, particularly the last Euros, that game against Hungary that I heard you mention, absolutely dreadful, right? And you can't judge it on one game, but I just think, personally, if I was in charge of the SFA, right, which I never will be, but if I was, I would have waited to see how this tournament goes, right? Because now we've gave him this long contract until the next World Cup in 2030, and what happens now? What are the optics of it if we go to this World Cup and get battered in the three games and we're home before any postcards can get home and it's a complete embarrassment? It just looks a bit off. So the contract in favour, in principle, the timing just a bit strange for me.
Right, Thomas, I'm going to flip this on you, and I totally agree with what you said. I was a bit surprised at the timing of it as well. I thought they'd have waited to after the World Cup.
Even though that Clark did say himself he wanted it sorted.
Yeah, I think, well, the SFA could have easily said, no, we'll sit down after the World Cup. But let's flip this here, right, and I know what Thomas is saying, because all evidence points on our last campaign, which wasn't very good indeed. But what happens if Steve Clarke goes over there and has a fantastic tournament? You know, the SFA might then look and think, we'll be looking for a new manager here, because club football would come calling.
A Premier League club or something.
Exactly. So the SFA have looked at this situation and probably thought to themselves, a couple of things, he deserves it, let's reward him, let's send him over there with the confidence, take all the pressure, worrying about what's going to happen or not. But also, they've sort of covered their back a little bit, right? Because at the end of the day, you can't eventually sack managers. There might be a clause in that contract that, like all other managers, that you get paid so much of. If they sack you, you get paid so much or whatever it may be. But if Steve Clarke went over there, had a great tournament with Scotland, everybody was excited going forward, and all of a sudden SFA in Scotland lose a manager because he's done that well, he's grabbed the headlines, then all of a sudden you're thinking, who's got to replace him?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of both. I see what Thomas is saying, but there's also another bit there that he could go over and there and do very well. Yeah. And we're then going, oh no, why did we not tie him up when he wanted this new contract? We've been left sleeping. So it's a 50-50
and
a little bit.
And maybe he could have, you know, said, you know what, you've not given me a new contract, I'm up the road.
Yes, exactly. So it's a 50-50.
Thomas, as well, you're talking about the optics of it.
Yes.
The optics from our perspective, if I'm a journalist going over, interviewing him every day in Charlotte in between games, and he's not decided or not been given a contract, the whole surrounding, the whole ideas around these press conferences will not be based on what's happening on the park. It will be, Stevie, you're staying. Stevie, you're going. Steve, you've been linked with this job today. Mm-hmm. Steve, you've been linked with that job today. Steve, is this going to be your final game? Can you see that, Thomas, that the optics of that, it just clears everything. It means that, listen, it gives you security, stability. He's going to be here. We're all united and we're going to the United States.
Do you know what? See, as much as I've listened to this show for a long time, and I don't think MD has really done this very often on this, when they're phoned in, the two of you there have made some brilliant counterpoints to my original point, and I can totally see where yous are coming from, and I agree actually with what yous have said. Gordon is 100% right. It is, now, when you think about it, sort of in the cold light of day, it's a 50-50, right? So there is the chance that we flop massively at this World Cup, and then what I'm saying kind of does come true. There is obviously the chance that we do really well. Perhaps where I'm coming at this from is just, you know, the years and years prior to Steve Clarke, in fairness to him, prior to Steve Clarke, the years of glorious failure. So perhaps myself and a lot of other Scotland fans, because I've seen a lot online and the majority seem to agree with what I'm kind of saying, I think that really comes from, you know, a natural pessimistic outlook when it comes to the Scotland national team. But I have to be fair, guys, you have made some great points there, and I really hope that it comes true.
Thomas, do you agree that he's probably earned the right to be offered that contract? Now, forget the timing, right? Because I think that it's the easy way for everybody going, I'll tell you what, let's wait until the World Cup. If he has a great World Cup, let's give him the contract. Let's get behind Steve Clarke. But I'll tell you what, we'll have all our eggs in the one basket. See, if he doesn't, let's get rid of him. Right. Football's a very, very hard industry to work in. I just think that sometimes, as the SFA in this particular case, have got to sit down, they've got to have a chat and look at it and think, is our future, whether he has a good World Cup or not, going forward with Steve Clarke? And it's a simple yes or no. They've looked at it and they've thought, yes. And secondly, I do believe it was a good move to cover yourself a little bit, because if he does have that good World Cup, and it's a possibility that we could qualify, let's not be kidded here. And I just think there's a feeling about it. I think there's the young players in there, a freshness, a desire. I think the experienced guys know that probably this will be their first and last ever World Cup, right? They'll be wanting to make a big impact as well. There's just a good feeling about this for me. So I think the SFA have done the right thing for me.
Listen, thank you, Thomas, in East Kilbride, for your call. The two of us getting praise. Pundits getting praise on Super Scoreboard.
Yeah, but listen, still a long way to go.
It must be the heat going to people's heads.
Got an
advert. We've got Stevie there. Stevie, what are your thoughts on Steve Clarke and the new contract? Stevie, hello? We'll have to come back, see if we can get Stevie. But it's interesting that the general response today seems to be that people are positive about the Clarke news. And it seemed after the Euros that people were not positive. It was almost starting to turn after that Hungary game. But how impressive is it that he's now got... It seems that everyone is on Clark's side, and the team side, of course, going over to the World Cup.
Listen, this is when you know someone's successful, right? Because I'll guarantee, and we were there for all those days, every Scotland fan was going over there and they were so confident we could do well, because Steve Clarke brought that to the country. He brought that to the country. And the biggest disappointment was the fact that, you know, the way we went out and the last game was poor, and the Germany game, well, that can happen, you're playing the hosts. And we had a poor, poor Euros. Right, let's not be kidded here. But the fact that he had us believing that we could go over there and basically, and Scotland fans thought we could go over there in a difficult group and qualify, mate. There's no doubt about that. That's doing your job right. That's bringing belief to your country, rather than the tartan army going over there and thinking, right, we're only here to enjoy the party. We're going to get beat.
We'll still do that, don't forget.
Yeah, we're going to get beat every game, whatever. Yes, it didn't work out great for us. But let's face it, we are now going to America, and I'll guarantee you everybody's thinking, we can do this. We can there's a great opportunity.
Certainly get out of the group, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Steve Clarke brought that to the country. So you've got to give him a bit of credit for it.
Certainly. Stevie and Craig End, have we got you now?
Yeah, I'm here, mate. I'm here loud and clear.
Stevie, thanks for joining us tonight. Tell us your thoughts on Steve Clarke, then.
Well, obviously, that means that they've done it just to try and keep a level of consistency, and that means throughout the tournament. As you said earlier, they didn't want bombarded with questions by journalists before games, after games. Are you staying? Are you gone? What's going on? So that's put that to bed. But I think he's got to have a go. And I've said... Obviously, not mean everybody I've spoke to, I'm getting out there the World Cup. Not mean I miss the heat of game through working in America for the Morocco and the Brazil game. But Dad, I'm of the opinion that Brazil only the team that they once were. Not mean they were poor in qualifying, but they are still Brazil. Mm-hmm. Neymar's now struggling. Morocco's our cup final. The heated will probably try and kick us off the park. I've been watching their games and. That's all they seem to do. But I think obviously the idea, four at the back, four-man diamond midfield with Dykes at the head of the diamond and Stink Shankland and Stewart up top, because Dykes comes and wins the ball, no problem, does he? He doesn't want anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if Dokes on one side, McTominay in the other, and McGinn in the middle, I think we can at least have a go. He's saying 5-3-2 is going to three tournaments. He's 100% correct. But 5-3-2 is not a formation that you play in a three-game tournament. And that's all you've got. It's three games.
Yeah, see, to be fair, Stevie, he has went to a back four a lot. now. Look, I totally agree with you, right? I think that we're all, as Scotland fans, saying we want to go over there. The first game's so important. We're thinking, get some goals, right? The thing I like about this squad's quite simple for me. I like the forward attackers now. Mm-hmm. I think you're looking at Shankland. How, no disrespect to Hearts, right? And I'm not having a go at Hearts. He was brilliant at Hearts. But he's got his big move to the club that he supports. He'll be in cloud nine. He's had a magnificent season. I like the fact that Ross Stewart's in there. I like the fact that youth and energy, Finlay Curtis, Gannon Doak.
He's got five forwards and those two wingers.
Yes. So for me, right away, that tells me that he's looking at these games and he's brought these guys in because he is going to be attacking. Now, I totally agree. I think Stevie makes a great thing. It doesn't matter if Brazil had players that were playing in Scottish League 2, right? See, the minute you say Brazil and you see that strip, you immediately go, oh, we're the underdogs because mm-hmm. it's Brazil. Name all. Morocco will be really, really difficult. Of course it will be. I think the first game's so important. But I think he's looked at that, and I think by the forwards that he's put in his squad, I think Stevie's got to get his wish. I think he's going to be really positive this campaign.
Yeah, so Stevie, you're backing Steve to stay. You just want him to go attacking from the off. The big game's the Morocco one. Important question is, do you see us getting out of the group? You're going over. Do you think we're going to be into the knockout stage for the first ever time?
Listen, guys, 100%. So it's not mean I can see us doing it because...
That's the positivity we need.
Yeah, when you look at the three teams, you couldn't have picked the first game any better. You couldn't have picked it any better, mate. Know what
Stevie,
I mean?
Right, just quick before I go to the break. Why are you 100%?
I look at it because obviously the eight best third places, Dazza. So four points, does she? So it does, know what I mean?
Is it because of the team in the squad? Yes, of course it is, isn't it?
The squad, obviously, I mean, they're settled, mate. I mean, you know, I coach football and, a happy team's going to get there and go... Did we honestly think that when we went out against Denmark that we would play the way we play? No. But we grew in confidence, we took control of the game and we put them to bed. Every time we scored, they scored. But we just kept going. And this team just keep going. So they don't know when they'll beat. Obviously, there's a whole big Craig Gordon's and goals. We owe him that. He saved us so many times. And that's nothing against the other two keepers, guys. Not me, so please. No, I mean, I don't want him to come on to shoot me down saying, don't mean this one, that one. But I just think he's going to need every player there. He's going to need a bit of harmony at the team hotel, at the pool, tennis courts, golf courses, wherever the Scotland team go. They all go on. They don't want to let each other down. And I think that's the difference. That's what you need to get your air the line to where you want to go. We get out the group, I don't care who we get, mate. I don't care.
I don't think anyone will, Stevie. Listen, brilliant. Thank you so much for your call. We love the positivity. We're talking all things Scotland and Steve Clarke with his new contract. We want more calls on that and anything else Celtic Rangers related. We'll take more calls after the break. But first, we're going to have to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yes, Beat the Pundit is here to stay over the summer. Brian Graham beaten last night. Do you fancy taking on the infamous Gordon DL? Let's find out if anyone can beat him after these.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, welcome back to the second part of Super Scoreboard with me, Gabriel Antoniazzi, and Gordon DL here in the studio. We're talking all things Steve Clarke and Scotland. The manager, who's been in charge since 2019, has now got a new four-year deal on the eve of the World Cup. So we want to hear from you. Many fans have been calling in so far saying they're happy with it. Perhaps some of them surprised by the timing, but everyone seems to be right behind Clarke and the team. They're, of course, flying over to Florida this Sunday. Got a game, a send-off game at Hampden on Saturday afternoon against Curaçao as well. We want to hear from Celtic and Rangers fans. Celtic, still no movement on the managerial front. We're edging closer to June. We're hearing that Martin O'Neill's meeting with Dermot Desmond is going to be pushed back to next week. So will we hear nothing until next week? We'll have to wait and see. And Rangers fans, you've got Shankland in. Who else would you like to see? You know the number, 0141 951 1025. But first, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Daz, you won with a 1-0 on Tuesday. One of the worst games I've ever heard. Is that fair?
No, I thrashed the boy. He come on full of confidence. And I just sort of teased him and I just thought, one's enough. It was a difficult beat the Pundit, I've got to say. But what it does is it puts me proudly sitting at the top of the table because Brian Graham, no surprise, lost. Yeah. Listen, even if I lose tonight, I'm still top of the table.
Well, listen, the Pundits are tied with the callers at 1-1 for the summer because it's new rules for the summer. This is the first chance that the callers can get ahead of the Pundits in a good year, maybe several years, because you've been ahead for ages.
I know.
So they can take a lead.
When it's surreal stuff, we just take over.
Right, okay. Let's see who we've got. We've got Barry in Linwood. How are you doing, Barry?
Hiya, how are you doing?
Yes, very well. Was it your first time playing tonight, Barry?
Yeah, first time playing. I'm actually going to build a man cave, so I'm looking for a signed ball, but I'm not very good, but we'll see how we go.
Ah, come on, Barry, we'll get you a signed ball.
Listen, he's already got his eye on the signed ball. So you're confident, Barry? How are you feeling? Gordon Dier won 1-0 the other night. You've got to get at least a point.
No, I'll try. Let's see.
Barry, remember, everybody round about you in Linwood's listening. And they're looking out the windows, they're sitting in their gardens and they're going, oh no, there's Barry on the radio.
You're right.
So don't panic and don't bottle it.
Okay, the two, you ready? Barry, yeah. Daz, you ready? Yeah. All right, we will put some greatest hits into Daz's ears. It's your first time playing, Barry. You do know the rules, yeah? 30 seconds for you to answer as many as you can correctly. You can pass as well. If you're ready to go, we'll begin.
Okay.
Right. Let's go for it. Name any English club Steve Clarke managed.
Pass.
Who was Rangers' last Scottish captain?
Barry Ferguson.
How many Scottish Cups has Martin O'Neill won?
Two.
Which club won the SWPL this season?
Hearts.
Newcastle and Everton will play a pre-season friendly at which Scottish stadium?
Pass.
Brian Graham, Tony Watt and Mark Wilson all played for which club?
Motherwell.
Okay.
What a 30 seconds that was, by the way.
That was a long 30 seconds, eh? How do you think you did
by
there?
By the way, I thought you'd have to run and get more questions.
How do you think you did there initially, Barry?
I'm just
trying to get into your head.
That's finished. Right. Don't say anything, Barry. How did you do?
Right, come on, Daz. You ready?
Right, go.
Let's go. Name any English club Steve Clarke managed.
West Brom.
Who was Rangers' last Scottish captain?
Lee Wallace.
How many Scottish Cups has Martin O'Neill won?
Five.
Which club won the SWPL?
Hearts.
Newcastle United and Everton will play a pre-season friendly at which Scottish stadium?
Murrayfield.
Brian Graham, Tony Watt and Mark Wilson all play for which Scottish club?
Dundee United.
Who was Rangers' last Brazilian signing?
Danilo.
Okay, very interesting. Right, Barry, Dad's got one extra question in than you, but how do you think it went?
Not very well for me, I don't think.
Okay.
No, I think you're okay, Barry, because I can tell the way Gabs is going on here. It's terrible.
No. Right, we started with Steve Clarke managing any English club. Barry, you passed. Daz went for West Brom. That is correct. You could have had Newcastle or Reading as well. So that's 1-0 to the Dazzler. Who was Rangers' last Scottish captain? We had Barry Ferguson, but you were correct with Lee Wallace.
Oh.
Impressive. 2-0 to the Daz. How many Scottish Cups has Martin O'Neill won? What did you go for?
I went five. Probably more.
Barry,
more.
You were?
Is it less?
Two.
Correct answer is now four.
Ooh, unlucky
so
Barry.
So neither of you there. Which club won the SWPL? Barry, you said?
Hearts.
Which is correct. Unfortunately, Gordon Dl also said that, so we are looking at a 3-1 lead for Daz. I did this one. I didn't know that Brian Graham had played for this club, the amount of clubs he's played for. Brian Graham, Tony Watt and Mark Wilson all played for which club? You went for... Barry?
Motherwell.
Oh, come on, Barry.
Dundee United. This is Mark Wilson's best friend here, so he's always going to get that. It's a 4-1 lead for Daz. And then Rangers, last Brazilian signing. Barry, you didn't get this far. Daz, you said Danilo. The correct answer was Jefty. That was just after.
Oh, well, I'm quite happy with a 4-1.
A 4-1 win. A 4-1 win. I'm sorry about that, Barry. 5-1? 4-1? 5-1.
Is it 5?
I forgot the Murrayfield question.
All right.
I forgot the Murrayfield question.
Murrayfield,
it was Murrayfield. Yeah, I'm surprised you're on the ball with that, Daz.
Yeah. I was up for it tonight. Did I see that in Sky Sports?
Did you?
Yeah.
Just sitting at home watching Sky Sports all day instead of enjoying the sun.
Some of them was a guess. Some of them I got.
Listen, Barry, thank you very much. You're making a man cave, is that right?
Yeah, getting a new house, so putting a man cave at the back. So I'm trying to get all the little bits and bobs for it. So I was hoping for a signed ball, but I'll need to phone up next time.
Listen, just try again. We're playing all summer, Beat the Pundit all summer. The ball's here. You can have a coin as well. So thank you very much for phoning in. Scotland fan, Steve Clark, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm actually going over this year. So I'm
brilliant.
Boston for the week.
Both games?
Haiti. Got tickets for that, but not the Morocco game.
Okay. And what are your thoughts on the contract situation initially? You happy?
I think it's good. Yeah. I mean, the record speaks for itself. The last three tournaments we've got to, and before that, nothing. So how can you not?
What are you thinking in terms of the team, the way we should play? We just had a previous caller on. He said he wanted to play three forwards. Daz is happy that he's taken five in the squad and two wingers as well. What do you want to see, especially in that opening game against Haiti, which looks like it's the must win?
No, I think we need to kind of mix it up. We can't play the same way every game, so I think we really need to go for it in the first game. And then kind of mix it up for the Morocco and Brazil game. They're going to be so tough. So, yeah, who knows? Hopefully we can get a good result in the Haiti game and then we're kind of secured for the third best placed team.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for your call, Barry. Enjoy your trip over. Enjoy making that man cave and hopefully we'll hear from you again this summer.
Well done, Barry.
Okay, we can go to Gary in South Queensferry. Gary, what are your thoughts on the talking point today with Stevie Clark extending that contract until 2030?
Evening, gents. How are we doing? Okay.
Evening.
I think it's a good appointment by the SFA. See what happens at the World Cup, but then hopefully just bring through some youth. What would your opinions be if after the World Cup, who would your manager wise would have been to replace him?
See, that's a big question, Gary. Who would you have went for?
Well, I don't really think there's much.
I think names that have been linked. Derek McInnes after that success at us, but he's not, you know.
I think he's want to stay in the
exactly.
Job.
David Moyes gets linked a lot because, again, but he's got a great job.
He's in the Premier League.
I'm just telling you what the bookies have said. You know, they were the. I mean, Michael O'Neill at Northern Ireland had been linked. You know, he had that chat with the SFA whenever that was 10 years ago, but he's just signed a new deal until 2032, I think. So I do think you're right there, Gary, that there's not any other standout candidates. I'm not saying that that's the reason we should stay with Clark or we've extended Clark, but. He certainly seems to be the right man to lead us forward.
Yeah, I think Gary came out with a great question there. Right, okay, if we get rid of Steve Clark, who comes in next? And the names you mentioned, there's absolutely not a chance that Derek McInnes, excuse me, maybe further down the line, but I think Derek's looked at what he's achieved this year at Hearts and how close he's come. He's in a good place. He's obviously loves the club. He gets on well with everybody there and he's looking forward to the challenge next year. He won manager of the year as well. Then you're talking about David Moyes. David Moyes, absolutely not a chance. English Premier League with a club the size of Everton. So maybe in the future once again. But right now, I think we'd be a bit unfair to talk about other managers. Mm-hmm. We've got Steve Clark. Yes, there have been disappointments under him. There have been disappointments under every manager, right? It's not just all been plain sailing. But he has got us to tournaments that we never, ever used to get to in three. He's now got us to our first World Cup since 1998. A fantastic achievement. The caller before was talking about, you know, the harmony and every one of the players buying into it. That's down to good management. Mm-hmm. So we're in a good place. Look, we could go over there and have another stink the place out. Of course we could. We're that's a possibility for Scotland. That's sometimes the way we do it. I don't think so. I think we're going over there with, you look at the attacking, I keep saying it, I'm looking at the attacking options. He's got great options now to change different formations. He's got impact players, whoever he plays, to bring on the bench. His big decision is, who will he start up front? Because I think everybody's now looking at Lauren Shanklin saying, he's the main striker.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that he's brought in Ross Stewart. I think I've been watching Ross Stewart. I know he had a bad injury with Southampton, but when he come back from injury, he was banging in the goals left, right and centre, and against top teams.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The Arsenals and teams like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously the introduction of the young blood of Finlay Curtis, which puts a message out there to every other young player. You go and start doing what Finlay Curtis does, the manager will recognise you.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, Gary, I know you wanted to speak about Curtis. You are a Rangers fan. If we can just take the Scotland aspect of it first, Shanklin's your man as well now. Would you like to see both of them play, one of them play? Does Curtis's inclusion inspire you, you know, that he's going to go for it, Clark, you know, with a bit more attacking flair?
Yeah, absolutely. I would just like the young guy go, to be honest with you. I mean, he's a young boy. He's never been through this experience before, and let's just see how he gets on and just let him just go it, rather than just, you know, keep the reins on him. Just let him go and play football. That's what he's been brought up for. You know, the guy wants to play football, just let him go. Just let him go. And, you know, he went out on loan, Kilmarnock. We all seen what he can do. I don't know if Danny Rowe just got a wee bit of eat humble pie, but I realise I've offered him a new contract, which is absolutely fantastic. Hopefully he doesn't have to go back out and loan. But, I mean, he's a better player than Scott Olsen. He's a better player than Ant-Man. He's young, he's fit, he's eager. Just let him go.
So, Gary, you'd be playing him next season. Yeah, can you get behind that as well, Baz?
I think he's got a great opportunity. Everything's going well for him. He picked the right option to go to Kilmarnock. Listen, he went to command and he was playing right back at one situation. And you're thinking, I'm out on loan to play and catch the eye of my Rangers manager and the Scotland manager. But he can play anyway. That's his attitude. The thing I like about it, just quickly, Gabs, is he has set the standard now to say to every young player, because that's all we hear on this programme, Steve Clark, bring in young players, young players, young players. Well, Finlay Curtis has shown there, he's a young player, go out and do it, and the manager will pick you.
Gary, thank you very much for your call. We're going to have to go into a final break, but before we do, let me tell you about this. Every night this week, we are giving away the chance to win a pair of tickets to the Super Scoreboard Off Air. It's under a week away now at the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow, Wednesday the 3rd of June. Daz, you'll be there. Hugh will be there. Marvin will be there on stage. Plus, France 98 legend Colin Hendry as well. Be telling all the stories that you can't tell on here, not allowed to in the studio, but it's the perfect build-up for Scotland heading over to the World Cup at the end of the league season as well. So to win a pair of tickets, you have to give us a pair. So we're going to give you a player. We've been doing it all week. All you've got to do is tell us who they played the most games with. For example, Gordon DL, who do you think Marvin Bartley played the most games with at Hibs?
Lewis Stevenson, I would guess.
I'm not even going to pretend you've not cheated. That is the correct answer. Thank Lewis you. Stevenson, 114 games. So that's what you've got to do at home. We'll ask you a question like that, and you give us the correct answer. You give us the pair of players, and you win a pair of tickets. So call us right now, 0141 951 1025. You need to be over 18 to enter. You can get the full T&Cs at Clyde1.com. We'll pick someone at random to come on and play next.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, welcome back to the final part of Clyde One Super Scoreboard this Thursday evening. We've been talking all things Scotland, Steve Clark after his new deal until 2030. The World Cup is about 2 weeks away now. But first of all, it's time for you at home to win tickets to Clyde One Super Scoreboard off air at the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow on Wednesday the 3rd of June. We're giving away a pair of tickets if you can give us a pair of players. Now it's over to you, Gordon DL, for today's player.
Yeah, it's quite an easy one. Can you tell us who played the most games at Celtic with Mark Wilson? Who played the most games at Celtic with Mark Wilson?
Right, let's go to the phones. I believe we've got Jackie there. Jackie, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have an answer for us?
I've got a couple answers.
Well, take one.
Just got to take one, Jackie.
Come on, Jackie, you're Googling.
I'm not Googling, I'm not.
Shout out an answer then, quick. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, one. I don't know. Scotland.
Who did you say, Jackie?
Scott Brown.
Are you sure you want to change your mind?
No.
Scott Brown is the correct answer, Jackie. Well done.
Oh, yes.
Well done, Jackie. You got there in the end. Scott Brown with 77 games with our very own Mark Wilson. So congratulations, Jackie. You are going to Super Scoreboard off air at the Pavilion in under a week's time. You happy with that?
Yes, Sam. Thank you very much.
No problem. Who are you going to go with?
My sister.
Oh, amazing. Who are you most looking forward to seeing? And do not say Gordon DL, the man sitting next to me.
Oh, no, Gordon Duncan.
Gordon Duncan.
Yeah, brilliant. I can't wait to see your face.
And make sure you give us a shout, Jackie. Jackie, you're a Celtic fan, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And how are you feeling about the managerial situation? What would you like to happen?
I'd like Martin to stay for another year at least.
Do you think he wants to stay? What's the vibe you're getting from Martin?
Yeah, maybe.
You expecting something soon, or do you think it might take a bit longer until they decide?
Oh, a bit longer on the board.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what we're hearing anyway, Jackie, is that it's likely to be next week until Celtic meet with Martin O'Neill. But Jackie, thank you very much for that. You have won a pair of tickets to Super Scoreboard off air. Congratulations. Martin O'Neill, where are you with that? Have you changed from where you were on Saturday?
No, I'm sticking with the fact that if it was me, I would probably like to see Martin O'Neill continue the job. You're talking about a manager that's come off a double. Forget this, he's 74 years of age. It's up to Martin O'Neill. If Martin O'Neill feels that he's still got the energy, the passion, the desire to go and do it, then I think it's a no-brainer, because I think there's a big rebuild at the club. And I think Martin O'Neill is an experienced guy who knows how to bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably go down that road. But it's up to Martin O'Neill. It depends if Martin thought, I'm into the end of the season, I've won the double, I'm going out in a massive high, but I've just got a sneaky that Martin O'Neill, we're all football men. When you come off a double, a club the size of Celtic, you might just be sitting there thinking, I might go another.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see for that. Oh, we've got Scott in Clyde Bank, final call of the night tonight. Scott, how are you doing, and what's your main point?
My main point is, with Steve Clark signing his Scotland agreement, that my bookies line is in the bin.
Who did you have him on? Celtic?
I had Steve Clark for Celtic job.
Oh, well, that's certainly gone out the window. But you are you're a Rangers fan. You're happy with the Shankland stuff. What are your thoughts on Shankland, both Rangers and Scotland, going into next month?
He's a proven goal scorer. I don't think he's Rangers captain material.
Okay.
He was a leader at Hearts, but that doesn't mean he can be a leader at Ibrox. I don't think Rangers captain is in the building yet. I think it's still to happen.
That's Gordon. That's Dazzler's quote from Tuesday.
You're listening to my quote for Tuesday. I agree with you, Scott. I don't think the Rangers captain's in the building. I think it's a great signing. He's not just a goal scorer. I think he's added so much to his game now, Lauren Shankland. You know, he's a clever player. He knows how to, you know, come off defenders and the build-up and play and, you know, make space for other players. But you're right, the biggest strength that he's got, is when that ball falls to him in the box, 9 out of 10, it ends in the back of net.
So because of that, Scott, that he's probably almost certainly the best finisher in the Scotland squad. Are you starting Shankland, even without your Rangers glasses on? You're a Scotland fan, are you starting Shankland against Haiti?
Yeah, you'd be daft not to start Shankland. I think Steve Clark will play three up top with Shankland through the middle when it comes to the World Cup, and I think Scotland will win 2 out of 3 games.
Brilliant. Well, that'll be enough to send us through for the first ever time. We'll certainly take it. Thank you to Scott and Clyde Bank. Thank you to all of the callers and all of the tweets that have been coming in as well. Really appreciate it. It's been interesting to hear the positivity about Steve Clark and the team heading into the World Cup. Thank you, Gordon DL. That's all we've got time for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Hugh Keevans. Amber's up next.